September 14, 1852, Lady Shelley opens her diary and writes a new entry. On this day, Arthur, Duke of Wellington, perhaps the greatest man that ever drew breath, departed. Wellington's death at the age of 83 at Walmer Castle in Kent led to an outpouring of national grief. For a period, he was again elevated to the status he had enjoyed right after the Battle of Waterloo. Queen Victoria decreed that the Duke should have a state funeral, but Wellington's funeral was to be on unprecedented scale. November 18, 1852 was set as a date for the funeral. Wellington's body remained in Walmer Castle for 8 weeks. The Duke's family opened the castle to the public, and tens of thousands visited to pay their respects. The body was then transferred to London by train for a lavish laying in state at the Royal Military Hospital in Chelsea. On November 17, the body was transferred to the Horse Guards, the headquarters of the army of which the Duke had been the commander-in-chief, from where a funeral procession that involved tens of thousands of people, with Prince Albert at its head, set out early the following morning. Wellington's coffin was placed on a huge funeral carriage made of bronze, which required 12 horses to draw it. Immediate family and close friends walked behind. It was mid-afternoon before the service was concluded, and the coffin lowered into the crypt of St. Paul's Cathedral next to Lord Nelson. Public interest in the funeral was enormous. The whole of the route of the funeral procession was thronged with people, with estimated 500,000 men attending the event. For those who were not able to be present in London in person, memorial services were held in churches across Britain. Eulogies, poems, and other literary works were written, all casting Wellington in heroic terms and turning the funeral into his apotheosis. There was a burgeoning market for Wellington memorabilia. Everything from funeral cakes to wines to locks of hair and letters were advertised for sale. Probably the grandest of these memorabilia items was the vast panorama depicting funeral, one copy of which is preserved at Noel Collection. Just over 5 inches wide, it is, however, over 65 feet long, one of the longest panoramas ever produced. The panorama captures in exquisite details thousands of uniformed soldiers from numerous regiments of the British Army, state and regimental bands, horse-drawn carriages for members of the royalty, and the Duke Wellington's family, culminating in the double-height section of the funeral cortege itself, and poignantly, the late Duke's horse carrying his master's boots. This hand-colored panorama was indeed a memorabilia piece befitting a great man like Wellington. And for the Noel Collection, I am Alexander Mikhaberidze.